The holidays have arrived, and you can tell by the sound of family and friends talking, laughing. Your aunt and uncle, a friend from school, your neighbor from across the street, a cast of characters brought together once a year under one roof. This holiday season, we have invited some new guests. Some you might know, some might be strangers. Some celebrate the holidays with latkes, some with lebkuchen. You'll find them interesting, well-behaved guests. Their house gifts are stories. Stories so real they'll stay with you for years to come, and they won't leave you with a sink full of dirty dishes. The very thought of getting anywhere near a holiday gathering, especially one full of strangers, was not going over well with NPR's Steve Inskeep.
So the other day I had an experience that many people would find terrifying. I walked up to the entrance to a holiday party.
You walk close to this door, you can just hear the people. Listen to this. Wow.
What you hear on the other side of that door are real people at a not entirely real party. We brought these guests together for practice. We want to learn how to handle one of those parties where you don't know anybody, or your spouse made you come, or it's for work, or you'd just rather not be there.
Even I get a little bit nervous before entering a party like this.
And Jean Martinet is the one who's supposed to know what to do. We invited her because she wrote a book called The Art of Mingling.
And Jean, I really hope that you're going to help me get through this, because I actually have not met nearly all the people in this room.
Well, I'm not going to know a single soul either, so.
Well, is the first thing that you do, we'll open this door and kind of scan the room? Okay, so you've got that group over to the left. They look a little bit scary. As we go around the room, there are people around the edges of the room chatting. Here's a group of about three or four.
You know, you might want to just do what I like to call the honest approach. It sounds so...